Mini test 1. Listening. Listen to part of a lecture from a biology class. Answer the questions. Use your notes to help you. You have 8 minutes to complete the questions.
Drosophila melanogaster. It sounds like a monster from an old movie, doesn't it? Well, it's not nearly so scary. No, it's harmless, really. Just a little old fruit fly. Drosophila melanogaster. That's the scientific name for a fruit fly. As it turns out, fruit flies are a very popular little pet for geneticists and biologists. Well, like a pet, I mean. And why do they like fruit flies so much? Well, geneticists like to study fruit flies for a whole bunch of reasons. They've been studying fruit flies for decades, actually, for more than a century now. So, let's look at some of the main reasons why the fruit fly is so popular in the study of genetics. But before we do that, there's something important that you need to understand here, and that is the assumption behind the study of fruit flies. You see, genetic study relies on the principle that genetic principles are universal. This means that when you study fruit flies, you learn about genes in all living species. So the principles of genetics are thought to be universal. In other words, the laws of genetics apply to all living things. You study a pea, you can learn about an apple, and so on. So, now, let's turn to the fruit fly. One of the reasons that scientists like to study fruit flies is just historical. You see, a lot is already known about the fruit fly. People have been studying it for a long time. I already mentioned that. And because of that, we have a lot of information about the fruit fly. For example, and this is not a minor point, the entire genome for the fruit fly has been almost entirely sequenced. I mean, a few questions remain, but basically, scientists know almost the whole lineup of genomes. There are only 2 other species for which we know the sequence of genomes, and those are the mosquito and the honeybee. Second, the life cycle of fruit flies makes it very easy to handle. Their lives are short, just 2 weeks. They are very easy to breed. A single female can lay several hundred eggs, and those develop into adults within just 12 days. So, a geneticist can study several generations of flies in just a few months. Also, fruit flies are very easy to keep in the lab. They are small, so they don't take up a lot of room in a laboratory. They're inexpensive. They're easy to keep in very large numbers. Last, but not least, fruit flies have variations in certain inherited traits, like eye color and wing formation. So scientists like to study these, and they can easily observe this variation under a microscope. Oh, and then, as you read in Mendel's study, Drosophila melanogaster has a couple more magic little features. One is, she has just 4 pairs of chromosomes, although most of the action occurs on just 3 of these 4. And these chromosomes are relatively thick, with a pattern of dark and light bands, so they can be seen under a microscope. So it's fairly easy to see what part of the chromosome you're looking at. So, does this make sense? I mean, I really just can't say enough good things about the fruit fly. Oh, and it's not just in genetics that the fruit fly is used. Originally, that was its main use. But more and more, it's being studied in developmental biology, where they're looking to see how a complex organism arises from a simple fertilized egg. They're really focusing on the embryo, the embryonic development.